when you know how to use emotions in sales and tie emotions to a prospect or a buyer in an event, you have the golden key. You have the ability to make deals happen that other people can't. But I will give you one fair warning.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha from Haleiwa Ali'i Beach Park, and welcome to today's episode. I'm sitting out in the wild, which means I'm in my chair, canopy on top. It's raining today, so you might hear some pitter-patter. It's breezy. You might hear some breezes. I am at a high tourist beach, so you might hear people walking by and talking. And last of all, you may hear the ocean in the background. You may hear some noises coming from the ocean. But I'm in my favorite place in the world. There's giant sea turtles out here today. Perfect place for me to record an episode. I'm not going to worry about the weather and the elements if you don't. Today, what I really want to talk to you about is emotions and sales. And I have read a ton of sales books. I have been to a ton of sales classes. I have watched a ton of sales training. And when I mean a ton, I mean a lot. And one of the things that is rarely brought up is emotions. One of the things that you really don't find in sales books, sales training, sales coaching, is the topic of emotions, and there's a couple reasons why for that. People are scared to use them. People don't want to talk about them because they're like, ugh, that's an icky thing. I would rather logic the person to close the deal. And, you know, there's the phrase out there, people buy on emotions and justify with logic. But I want to talk to you about culture. And there are more shows on TV about attorneys. There's more movies about attorneys than really any other topic. And so anytime that we watch somebody try to change somebody's mind, it's usually on a television show, and it's usually in a movie, and it's usually in a courtroom, and it's usually between attorneys. And attorneys argue on fact. Attorneys go back and forth on fact, and they prove their point through fact. Salespeople, you can do this, but it's a difficult way to sell. And then here's the other thing, is sales, for the most part, has not changed since 1945. Most training was done when World War II was over, and people had worked for the government, and people had somehow been in the military, and they were used to being told what to do. So all of these traditions of teaching sales and all these traditions of showing people how to sell is based on 80 and 90-year-old technology. It's based upon arguing like you're in a courtroom, and it's not effective. You're going to find that very few people understand how to use emotions to their advantage. One of them is going to be Tom Vizzini and Kim McFarland. Actually, that's actually two people. Tom's a really cool dude. Kim's a really cool chick. And they understand this to a high level. The other reason why people don't want to use emotions in sales is emotions have been used against them, usually by a bad actor, usually a form of guilt in a relationship. And anytime that people try to guilt me, I'm just like, I'm adverse to it, and I'm sure you are too, that like anytime someone's like, well, you did this. Well, anytime you try to prove a conversation by saying you did this and you better do that, it's not normally a good conversation, and people tend to shut down. You may have been in a very bad relationship where somebody really used it against you, and instantly that logic type of argument that transpired into an emotional type of argument makes you go, I really don't want to be there, and I really don't want to talk about it. When you take a look at how many men are in the world of sales versus women, it's pretty telling. It's like somewhere around 80% of salespeople are men, 20% are women. And one of the things that most guys have a problem with, most men in sales in general have a tough time talking about emotions because it's not masculine. You know, growing up, we were taught just rub some dirt on it. Don't even put a band-aid on it. Just rub some dirt on it. Everything's going to be okay, right? You can't talk about emotions. You can't do it. So by the time that you get done with high school and you get done with college, if that's the route you take, you're taught to not talk about emotions. Now, conversely, women, will beat guys in just about every aspect of sales because they're so used to talking about emotions and having emotional conversations. And some of the best salespeople I have met have been women, and this is one of the reasons why. This is the secret weapon in sales. The secret weapon in sales, flat out, is emotions. And when you know how to use them the right way, you can close deals ethically and walk away where other people couldn't make it happen. Women are used to having these conversations on a daily basis. So, like, if there was a scoreboard in the sky, it would be like men won, women a million. it's that far off, and it's that big of an issue for most guys. So you're like, all right, Scott, you've talked about the problem. Now what do I do? Okay, well, this is how you implement. You start in your own life. And you start in your own life by having emotional conversations. And you start the conversation knowing that you're going to have to be vulnerable and you're going to have to talk a little bit about your feelings. And people are going to ask you questions like, what's wrong with you? And you just start broaching the conversation. Start slow. You don't have to go to crazy town and fully open up and like it's a TV talk show in the afternoon and crying on the couch and talking to people. But just like, hey, that felt really good to have that conversation. I mean, just as simple as that. It felt really good to have that conversation. Or I feel that you're frustrated, or I feel that you're struggling. And what you're going to find is it's going to feel icky. It's going to feel like it's wrong. And here's what's going to happen. At first, you're going to have the urge to pull back. You're going to say, oh, this is tough. I'm not used to being uncomfortable like this. I don't want to do it. You're going to have to fight through the urge and say, hey, look, this is the one skill that I need to have. I need to learn how to talk about emotional conversations. You know, here's what I'm going to try. Here's what I'm going to do. And, you know, if you have a significant other, you may pull them to the side and say, hey, look, you know what? I'm working on a new skill. You don't have to tell them it's about sales. I'm working on a new skill, and I want to understand emotions better. Which may open up the conversation, and you may explain, like, ultimately, at the end of the day, you're trying to be a better salesperson. But if the significant other feels like you're only doing it for money and only to do it better for sales, they may not buy into your conversation. So I'm going to say, fair warning, be careful about how you do this and what you say about it, but know that it's going to make you uncomfortable. And notice I'm using an emotional word. It's going to make you feel uneasy. Second, watch drama movies, right? Any good drama movie typically has a lot of tension in it, typically has a lot of emotions in it. And, you know, you could take notes, you could keep a journal and look and go, hey, look, here are the emotions that I saw. Here are the feelings that came out in those conversations. And here's why I think that it happened, and chart it out. I mean, you don't have to go to ridiculous lengths and create a spreadsheet about it, but you do want to pay attention and see, like, why is that person emotional? What emotion was just caused that? Was it caused by the music in the movie? Was it caused by the conversation? Was it caused by an action? Look for the emotions. You know, start small with the buyers. Ask them how they feel. How did that make you feel? What emotion is going through your mind right now? What emotion does that bring up for you? And if you do it too many times, starting off brand new, you're going to lose the deal. If you do it too many times, you're going to feel like a psychiatrist to the buyer, and that's not the point. You're just going to ask it once, right? You're just going to ask it once. If you go to Crazy Town and you ask it 20 or 30 times, I'm going to warn you, hands down, you're not going to make that sale. And if you do, it's going to take a lot of discounting and price matching to make that happen. Four, don't worry about other salespeople. What are other salespeople going to say? What are other salespeople going to do? 80% of salespeople are not good at their jobs. If you watch people who are really good at closing deals, these are things that they do. You just don't realize that they're doing it because you don't have the radar to pick up on it. You don't have the ability. You don't know what you're looking for. And so when I have salespeople ride with me and I give the presentation, they're like, hey, Scott, I'm already doing all that stuff that you've already done. They don't have the skills to pick up the language patterns that I'm using. They don't have the knowledge to pick up the emotional words that I throw into a presentation. They don't get the stories that I'm putting in because they don't know what to look for. So in their mind, they look and they're like, I'm already doing that. I promise you, you ride with top salespeople. One of the things that you're going to notice if you've gone through the tasks of looking at feelings and emotions and watching movies and talking with people, you're going to all of a sudden go, I never saw that. I didn't realize that's what was being done. Last of all, if you really want to get the most out of dealing with emotions in sales, I'm going to go back to the two names that I told you previous. Tom Vizzini, Kim McFarland, are two of the best people that I know when it comes to anchoring and teaching anchoring and the ability to tie an emotion to a sale or the ability to tie an emotion to an event. Now, I travel frequently, and there's a reason why I bring this up, is after taking anchoring courses from them, I do everything I can to get free upgrades, free changes, free things, just because I want to see how far I can push my persuasion skills. And because of what they taught me, I was able to close a little bit more than a $500,000 deal in 90 seconds, where other people had to go up there and sell their idea or their concept, and it took them 20 or 30 minutes. I literally walked in front of the group of people that I had to sell to, and I closed the deal in 90 seconds or less, and their jaws were on the floor. I turned around and I looked at the room, and everybody else's jaws were on the floor too. And it's because I knew how to tie emotions to the sales process, and I knew how to persuade people using emotions. And when you know how and you learn how to persuade people emotionally, you have the secret key. You have the gift. But here's the thing. You've got to use it for good. Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.